Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy? Aye?
You'll find out on VG247's podcast.
Looks boring.
What are you on about?
It looks great. All of their games, they look boring.
It doesn't look boring. It looks like you're an assassin on the Isle of Man.
But it doesn't have the kind of wow.
The steampunk whale-based economy is incredible.
Yeah, boring.
VG247's Best Games Ever podcast is ostensibly a show about figuring out what the best game in a weirdly specific category is, but it's actually just about petty arguments. You should listen to it. It's good.
Is that it? That's the whole promo?
Yeah, I was just doing...
And that's supposed to make people subscribe, is it?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey!
Howdy,
hey
Bob Mirwell!
Hi!
Well, Dree Whitakers, Mr. Lewis.
Well,
we're all howdy there!
Do you know why I'm doing this?
Why?
Because it's American news!
It's American news! Updates!
From our favourite cousin across the pond. Oh, our land.
Cousin, we don't talk to it very much.
Our weird cousin.
Personalised license plates is a big thing.
They're hilarious.
It's a good way to show off your personality and how funny and amazing you are.
COOLD
M4N.
Yeah.
Cool man.
Exactly. That'll be
I'm the cool man. Cool bro dude.
That's me. And then his wife might have cool wife. You know? What, but it would be W1F3.
Oh. I thought that we couldn't get F3. Someone else got it.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about... How do you feel about that when there's, like, a famous guy and then he's got famous guy wife or whatever as part of, like, his name? You know what I mean?
What?
Like...
What are you talking about?
Like,
what are you talking about?
Like, when you marry someone, you also marry their nickname. You get, like...
When
like,
you marry
like,
someone,
like
you marry...
Mrs. Honeydew.
Right, okay.
How do you feel about that?
I'd love a Mrs. Honeydew.
I know, but...
I'd love her very much.
All right, okay, bad example. You know, Honeydew...
What's a real-life example? Where are you getting this from?
Just loads of places.
You can't think of a single example, though.
I can, but I don't want to say.
Oh, right, okay. Why? Is it spicy?
No, not really. No, it's just like...
Because I'm trying to get my head around this.
So it's all the time. People...
All the time.
All the time.
Hundreds of examples
there's
of this phenomena.
So many examples
yeah.
of it. Yeah, you have
like,
a guy or a girl, and then their
like
partner
who?
Is Mr. That Girl.
What are you fucking talking about? What are you talking about?
It's not hard.
I don't know what you're talking about. You've got to give me an example.
Okay.
Just say the name
we'll
of the person.
We'll cut this, but... I just told you the example.
Jesus. So, like, okay.
Think of a better one.
So, we got Ninja, the
sure.
top streamer.
Sure.
And no one knows what his wife's called. They just call her braless sandwich-bringing wife. Woman.
Correct. There you go.
All That's
right.
all she's known as. Or Mrs. Ninja.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, I feel like that doesn't give her enough credit.
Unprompted.
What, the sandwich?
Unprompted. Didn't
yeah.
even ask for it.
Well, yeah.
And it came with a little crescent of crisps. So what's this got to do with license plates?
Old Fart is this license plate.
So we got that on screen. Says Old Fart. But the L is a 1.
Is that a real one?
I don't know. Maybe it'll be mentioned in the article.
I'm just saying, is there one that's also Old Tart?
Oh.
You got to have, you know, when you, you know, this is what it's all about, you know? Doing things as a couple.
Right.
I reckon Old Fart, that number plate, 01DFART.
Yeah.
It's probably worth a fair bit, right?
I don't know if they... I don't know if they have to pay for, like, extra for them.
Oh.
You've just got to pay an annual fee of $53.
To get anything you want.
Yeah, but some things aren't allowed, but some things are. And it's surprising, some things that aren't allowed, you'd think, that's weird, because the things they do allow, some of, they're a bit spicy.
I guess it's approved by humans, and there's no proper... There's probably a rule book.
Yeah.
But it's largely like...
Should we allow this? Like, wanker.
What?
W-A-N-K-R-R. Wanker. Is not allowed.
Okay. Because...
It's too rude. It's too crude. It's too sexy. It's far too sexy. People will see that license plate, just get a boner. The boner hits the steering wheel. They swerve off.
Dangerous.
Into the central reservation.
Wow.
And destroy the car. That
and then they also, they assume that they were doing something else.
Yeah. You know,
and then they wouldn't get the insurance money. Oh, the family would be they were plunged into poverty.
Distracted whilst driving.
Yeah. It was no longer an act of God, you know, because God wouldn't have given someone a boner. What is this story about? Sorry, about banned number plates.
Over the last 3 years, Floridians have applied for more than 1,000 personalised license plates.
I'm surprised it's only that many.
Yeah, it's not that many.
Because there's a big market here in the UK for, like, customised number plates.
You do have to pay the annual fee.
You can sell them on to someone else.
Yeah, maybe that's not allowed.
Yeah,
so maybe that's why. I think you basically rent it. That's how it works. You rent a personalised license plate. So there's no intrinsic value in it because it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the state.
Right.
So I think that's why.
So...
Sexy Grandma.
Got the green light.
So that's S-X-Y-G-R-M-A.
Sexy Grandma. It's kind of like text, text speak.
Yeah.
Which is makes sense for a grandma to use.
Sexy Grandma's fine.
Even kids playing Fortnite do not type without like vowels in anymore. Because it's auto-correcting, right, now.
Yeah.
You write S-X-Y G-R-M-A.
Good game, everyone. Well played. I had a lot of fun.
It also fills in the vowels. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas Fartman, or one word, was
rejected.
Left in the virtual dustbin.
Not allowed. Fartman. Disgusting.
Fartman.
Now, who is the person that applied for Fartman?
Does
he fart a lot? And that's why he's known as the fart man. Or is he into smelling other people's farts?
Right. No, I think it's just he's an old fart.
He's a huffer. He's a sniffer.
No, he's just an old
he's
fart.
He's a sniffer.
The old fart man, they call him.
I'm the fart man.
I don't know if he'd want to advertise that on his car. Or maybe he would.
Have you not seen the internet? There are women out there selling jars of farts.
What is the best case scenario? If you're fart man...
Yeah. I got my license plate, Fartman.
What are you? That's the best case scenario ever. What do you expect from that?
Hot woman will see the car.
Imagine
they'll see Fartman. They'll go, "That's the Fartman," and they'll come up. I'll wind the window down. They'll put their ass through the window and fart on me. I'm like,
okay,
fantastic.
That was what you wanted. I see. No, I see. So this does all feed into itself. There is a good case. And the worst case scenario is that someone yells at you, "Oh, fuck, man."
That's my name.
What if the police pull you over?
Do what?
What if the police pull you over? Please wind the window down, sir.
Wait, no, you wouldn't wind it. You'd press a button.
License registration, please.
Hello, officer. How can I help you?
I can't help notice that...
Oh, wait. We're in America, so it is this side, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That was convenient.
Hello, officer. How can I help you?
Can't help notice...
I got a dog on my lap.
But you've... That's fine. That's legal in the state of Florida.
He's not hiding my boner.
That's good to know. Are you... I can't help notice your number plate.
Yeah, Fartman.
Do you know locally as... Is that your name? Can I see your license?
Yeah, sure. Now I'm just. It's in the glove box. I'm not in possession of a gun. Oh, it's the other side, isn't it? I'm in America. There we go. There's my license and registration.
J.R. Fartman.
J.R. Fartman. Yeah.
Well,
it's JR, Fartman. My father was known as Fartman. I'm Fartman Jr.
It's a long line of Fartmans.
Well, it's two people, two generations.
Your father was the original Fartman.
Hopefully I'll have a son, and he'll be in school. He'll probably be known as Trip, because he'll be the third. Fartman the third.
Is that what it is? Is that where it comes from? That's Trip. Cool. All right, well, it's lovely to see you. Let me just bend over.
That's the shit right there.
What other number plates are there?
Okay, ones that weren't allowed. Doo-doo.
Not allowed.
Not allowed.
Everyone knows that that means poo.
You idiot.
But no, but it's you idiot.
Yeah, not
U-I-D.
Allowed. You idiot.
I-D-I-O-T. I like you idiot.
Because that
good.
Looks like it would just cause problems, road rage incidents.
But the thing is, it's all about getting one up on that human who doesn't see that. But they saw that. They saw you idiot. But you could have got through.
I got a pee.
I go to. It could be
there's only one T. There's only one T.
One got a pee. Yeah, I got a pee. That's good.
Yeah.
Appropriate for this podcast, too.
I got a pee. Pee.
And also.
Mo sticky. Mo sticky.
What does that mean? M-O space sticky.
Does it refer to the stickiest of the icky? Weed?
Maybe most icky, yeah.
Or
maybe.
Is it? It might be most icky.
Most icky.
See, so that, no wonder that went through.
Was that okay?
They were like,
that went through, did it? I got a pee and most sticky went through.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I probably.
Maybe that's just their name, most sticky.
I got a pee is fine, I think.
Yeah.
Plates with phrases like get some. And McNasty, McNasty went through.
McNasty.
That's probably the cop's name, actually.
Oh.
McNasty.
Irish.
Old Irish name.
Yeah.
While O-Farts and Mr. Poop were blocked. I think they're doing a good fucking job. Whoever's in charge of this.
I guess so.
This licensing registration is O-Farts is... It's cute. I like that.
No, it was blocked, though.
Oh.
It wasn't allowed.
And Mr. Poop.
Mr. Poop, also too offensive. Too disgusting. Is he like Fart Man?
He could... He, probably. I see.
Maybe they're deadly rivals. Hate each other.
Sure.
Fart Man's like, you wouldn't believe the sick shit that he's into.
That Mr. Poop is into. Mr.
Absolutely
Poop
revolving.
Sounds like he drives an ice cream van. Do you know what I mean? Just... I just feel like that would be inappropriate.
His chocolate soft serve is very popular.
Yeah, Mr. Poop. Pop over.
Get you some. Initially rejected, overturned.
Overturned? What do you mean there's some sort of weird appeal process?
I guess so.
You'll see me in appeals court, driver registration agency. What?
Get you some.
Get you some.
Free ass.
Uh-huh.
Free ass, I guess.
Sure.
And Publix.
Right. These are real requests that people have put in.
Yeah.
They're like, do you know what I need my license plate to be? Publix.
This is the weird one. S-A-T-N.
Satan.
L-V-S. Is that loves?
Satan loves.
Or lives?
Satan lives or loves. That is the only one that was approved without a secondary review.
They were just like, yep, this is fine.
So what, that's the only one that's actually made it through without study?
Yeah, maybe that flew under the radar.
I'm glad that the agency is on top of this.
Yeah.
Not letting any of these through.
How much staff do you think there's like 400 people?
No, it's like one guy, right? Clearly one guy.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
likes crosswords. Do you know what I mean?
He's good with words. He knows, you know, he can figure out the, you know, the secret messages
like
that might
that
be there.
He's like that guy who works for the post office in that little room where the lost mail goes and he has to decipher what they meant.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? It's like those little puzzles.
That's good.
Yeah, because a lot of people will put stuff in the mail and it'll be really cryptic.
It's a bit like a treasure map or like clues to...
Yeah, it'll be like either really badly written or scrawled or damaged in some way by the water or got wet in the postbox.
Because sometimes people will say, you know, second house on the left down the bottom of the road when you turn right after Hellnor Farm or yes. something. And that's fine. They can figure that out.
And especially kids, because kids write a lot of letters and put them in the mailbox. And so there's a lot of, like, very weird things to try and decipher.
Nan! You're like, what the fuck?
Like, that's Nan! A, that's a particularly
we,
hard one.
How am I supposed to get this?
KDNAPPR.
Kidnapper.
Why
can
would you
imagine
that?
He got a dirty white van with Kidnapper as a license plate.
That is fucking hilarious, but... You
fucking
would be
hell.
That's asking for an FBI tale. Fucking hell. However, these ones did make it through.
Mm.
Sicko.
With a five. Sicko.
Dabully.
Dabully.
What's wrong with Dabully?
Apparently nothing.
I feel like all of these license plates are the kind of thing a rapper would have. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, Dabully.
Do you know what I mean? He wouldn't wear it on
great.
His car. He'd have it like... hanging on a big chain.
Sicko is pretty good, isn't it? I like that.
Sicko. Yeah. I could imagine a rapper being called Sicko. Sicko and Dabully's new release is dropping this week. More rejections. FBI 19. Yeah, you don't want to have...
Yeah. Otherwise... CIA baby.
CIA baby?
Yeah.
What does that even mean? How would you...
Maybe want... their dad works for the CIA.
CIA baby.
I was a CIA baby.
It sounds like a kids movie. You know?
Oh my God, like Spy Kids.
Yeah.
CIA baby.
It's like the follow up to Spy Kids. Just thought of a good idea. It's not a good idea. You could have like a high end restaurant, okay? And we eat off license plates. And it's a drive through. Oh my God.
How?
What?
It's a drive through.
I haven't thought of it through.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
So, Pooper Man.
Oh my God.
Pooper Man?
A man in the poop emoji costume let off a stink bomb in a real life meeting. The fuck?
It's a great form of protest, isn't it?
What a world we're living in. Yeah, what a legend.
So there was a council meeting about the police department. Phil Atato was the name of the poop emoji man, the pooper man.
Phil Atato.
So Phil Atato. We do have a video of it.
Oh, here he comes. His poop emoji costume is very flaccid.
All right, and if either of you would like to go first, you kind of had a tie at the table, so...
Congratulations on passing the shiny, impressive turd of a bill that was 1622.
Turd of a bill.
The former Police Accountability Board.
Look at the guy
this
cracking
that
next to.
This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for us to get some police accountability, and boy, did you pass a turd of a bill. You created the worst possible scenario, a PAB that gives the illusion of transparency, but with no actual accountability.
He's got guns, isn't he? He's got big old arms.
Oh, is he going to be...
I'm so sorry to interrupt, Miss Lacey. We've detected a smell of something that may be burning in the chambers. And so we would like, I guess, to ask our officers to take a walk around and see if they can identify anything.
So, yeah, the stink bomb. Whilst he's sat there talking, maybe...
He's let off some stink bombs.
Yeah. As a form of protest. It's so good, isn't it? It's
this is
so
a very
good.
Strange story. Well, obviously, these small councils are filled with this kind of shit, right? Is that like a chemical? Is this like a terrorist? Is he a terrorist?
I mean, it could be argued that that was technically a terrorist attack. If they thought that there was a gas leak or something and they had to evacuate the building, get the fire department in and whatever.
Do you know what I mean?
It would technically...
Is Phil Potato okay, or is he in a CIA black site?
He's in Guantanamo Bay. He's still in the poop emoji outfit.
And they're forcing him to watch the emoji movie on repeat.
Yeah. It's his punishment. Are they trying to break him?
Yeah, they're trying to get all the info out of him.
Trying to get all the poop out.
They're trying to find out who the other poop terrorists are.
I'm trying to think of another example of what a different emoji you could dress as and what terrorist attack goes with it.
Right, well, the fire is obviously a dangerous
one. Oh, yeah.
One.
Yeah.
The fire is
That's a good one.
Particularly bad one.
Yeah.
I guess the vomit emoji, the puke emoji, that green one.
Oh, yeah.
You could, like, just go in somewhere and vomit and...
give everyone dysentery somehow.
Yeah, you could put, like...
I hope you're enjoying the glasses of water that you have. I pooed in it. Texas has a problem. I mean, it has many problems. But there
Where
is...
Where to start?
There's something in particular that's
Here,
been causing
I guess.
Trouble.
Let's start with this one.
Been causing a lot
Let's
of trouble.
Let's solve all of Texas' problems, one problem at a time.
Yeah. Number one problem. Farmers, their crops are all being eaten.
Oh my gosh, what's eating them?
Is it locusts? No. Is it squirrels? No. Is it...
birds?
A massive bird. Just one massive bird. No. Is it feral hogs? Yes. Yes. It's feral hogs.
Feral hogs.
So they've had a good few years.
Hogs.
The feral population.
Hogs. Good for them.
It's booming.
I'm pleased for them.
Plenty of feral hogs. You say you're pleased for them. Next time you're in Texas, and you're like, oh, I fancy, as a vegan, some delicious vegetables. I'll go down to the farmer's market and purchase some. You go there. Everything's got, like, big bites taken out of it.
Right.
There's a carrot, big bite taken out of it. Half of it's missing. A turnip, big bite taken out of it. A yam, big bite taken out of it. The hogs have gone hog wild. They've been eating all the croppages.
And therefore, my dinner is gone. Right. But there's plenty of feral hogs to eat, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but they're not vegan, are they, Lewis?
Well, they seem like they've been eating a lot of, eating quite healthy. Look, if they're going to eat
are you
my
saying,
dinner...
Wait, are you saying that as a vegan, it's morally okay for you to eat other vegans?
No, I'm saying if something stole another edible thing, ate what I was going to eat...
All right, so a few hours ago, you came into the office, you got your lunch.
I did.
It was Thai-style... cauliflower.
That's right. I left it on my desk, and when I came back...
I'm there. I've got a big napkin stained red around my neck.
That's right.
I got red stainage all across my mouth. I'm chewing the last bit of cauliflower, which I hate. I hate cauliflower.
Right.
I'm like, you all right, Lewis? You got a problem? I'm flicking the birds to him. Double birdage.
In my head.
Sideways.
I was definitely thinking, like...
Oh, fuck you, I've eaten your fucking lunch.
I was looking at you and my mouth was watering. But that's normal.
Yeah. Oh, you flatter you.
Is it really that big of a problem? How much croppages are they eating?
They're eating, it might say.
Because some people would think this wasn't a problem. It was like, it's like extra farming. You know, feral hogs seem like a delicious delicacy. I guess the word feral is not so good.
No.
You wouldn't want like a feral steak or like a feral sausage. But if they're eating the turnips and the croppages, that's not feral. That's like free range.
Doesn't really say
it's
how much
It's all about
of a
branding.
Problem.
Doesn't
Do really,
you know what I mean?
Doesn't really
One
say.
Man's feral is another man's free range.
Free range hogs.
Want to fight the free range hogs? That sounds cruel. Want to fight the feral hogs?
Okay.
That sounds cool.
This is propaganda. This is anti-hog propaganda.
Yeah, those hogs are just looking out for their pups.
But, okay, so you, Lewis, you're into guns.
Pups?
You love guns, right? Your wish is that one day there'll be like a doomsday scenario because you're a prepper, and that you can just go and just start killing people because they're like going to take your stuff. So you better kill them first and take their stuff. That like kind, Fallout.
That kind of prepper.
Right?
Yeah.
So you love the idea of shooting people with guns. You're waiting to be robbed every day. It never happens.
I'm excited.
You keep leaving the door open. You're sat there with your gun waiting for someone to walk in. No one walks in. But there's a new opportunity for you. If you want to help fight the feral hog problem.
I do.
You can give money to someone.
I want to sign up.
Yeah.
I want to defend my country. For America.
You enlist into the anti-feral hog army.
The AFHA.
Yeah, you have to pay them. You have to pay them for the privilege of getting into a helicopter. They give you a gun and then they fly around and you shoot the pigs.
Good Lord. So actually there is... What?
They've turned it into like... This is capitalism at work.
So sorry,
They've turned it into a way to make money.
So you can pay $8,000...
Yeah.
To get in a helicopter with a machine gun.
Yeah. And then you just
shoot feral pigs. Hogs.
Yeah.
With a machine. This is America, isn't it?
It's so American.
In a nutshell. Do you get to take the pig back home afterwards and like eat it?
Feral hog. Probably get quite a lot of meat. Like if you're going to turn it into sausages, you get a ridiculous amount of sausages.
Feral meat.
Yeah. I don't know if it's safe because they might have all sorts of diseases. Like there's a reason why.
Feral.
I mean, typically, animals, that are, especially if there's large groups of animals that are all kept together in farming, they're given shitloads of antibiotics.
That's right.
Because otherwise, if there's any disease, everything gets the disease.
Yeah.
And you can't sell the meat because then people that eat the meat will get sick as well. So I'm assuming the feral hogs haven't got access to antibiotics, any kind of medication.
No.
They might have all sorts. They might have, like, urinary tract infections.
Yeah, they might have fuzzy toes.
Fuzzy toe disorder. I don't think they have toes, pigs. They have trotters, right?
Curly tail.
Yeah. Soreness. Yeah.
Soggy trotter. You know...
What's the thing on... What's their nose called?
Snout.
Brown snout. Brown snout.
They might have horrible brown snout.
Oh, God. There's just brown mucus coming out of it.
You shouldn't be eating the snout anyway, though, so that shouldn't bother you. So feral hogs are unprotected, exotic, non-game animals. So they can be hunted.
Anyone can hunt and kill them.
They can be hunted by any method, any time of the year. So they are effectively pests, I guess.
Yeah.
And they have no protections whatsoever. Even the lowliest animals, I feel like, in the UK have some protection. But in America, they're still wild.
Even seagulls are somewhat protected.
You're not allowed to just casually shoot seagulls from an aeroplane with a machine gun. You know?
I love the idea of, like, a fucking seagull flying and you're up next to it in a helicopter.
On like a fucking 50 cal. The place is called Bryan. Bryan, Texas. Come to Bryan, Texas. You could just blow up a pig with a rocket launcher. I really think you probably could. It's like
Call if you got the money, $15,000 $15,000 I'll give you a rocket launcher. You get 3 shots. Very expensive ammunition.
If you,
3 shots.
For $3,000.
If you don't kill anything with it,
you can
no
fucking
refund.
Shove a grenade up its ass.
Oh my.
Blow it up from the inside.
So obviously, okay. So 15.
Anything goes.
So machine gun.
Whatever you want.
Machine gun 8, right? RPG or grenade launcher 15. Is that like a really cheap package?
Well,
like,
this is what I'm saying.
$200 you can stab one tied a pig.
whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
We'll do it.
We'll trust up the pig. It's ready for you. Such a shame. Running wild, having the time of their life, and suddenly they hear the... That's a helicopter.
Oh, my God, it's that, like... what's it called? A Chariots of Fire or whatever, the music comes over the... Is it Chariots of Fire?
Da 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 da.
I was in Nam.
There's an entire sounder down there.
Get the grenades. All the pigs are running in slow motion. They're at 1.5 speed, Lewis. That's how I watch the Peculiar Portions videos. If I'm there watching this now, and my chat's watching this, than in the future,
speed, not slow
0.5
motion.
Is faster.
You said 1.5.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I meant 0.5. Okay. Why am I apologising to you?
You're
I'm so sorry. I said the wrong number.
You're apologising to them.
Apologise, chat. I meant 0.5 speed.
A lot of people do listen to the podcast on 1.5 speed because we're so meandering and slow. People
should we
do what they
should
want.
We try talking slower? We're in slow motion.
Hello, Lewis. How are you today?
It's like an opera. You're like Pavarotti.
Fucking talk.
Sorry.
Off speed. The fucking face.
I was trying to go slow-mo.
Okay.